For the life of me, dear Beatrice, I shall never understand why we were so entranced at the very idea of these parties. I find myself both bored to near tears and also feeling quite like a fox running from the hounds.
Had you selected a suitable dress for the occasion, I'm sure that the second feeling wouldn't exist. It is only our second season, and here you are, parading around like one of those exotic birds.
Now who's to say what is proper and what is parading? My bodice feels sufficiently encased in this cage called a dress. My neckline is not low enough to cause scandal, and I find myself wishing I had foregone the gloves. They are causing my hands to be quite indelicate.
Your mouth will be Mother and I's undoing. To think she brought not one, but both of us from America, for education and social introduction, all the way across the sea. And I don't think you've learned anything beyond which is the proper utensil to use at dinner.
I would pay more attention to those lessons if they weren't truly dreadful. Such boredom and the rules, so many rules. Where to sit, how to stand, who to speak to, at which level of acquaintance may I smile at them as we greet? Why on all of this good earth Mother wished to return to this? After leaving to marry Father, I will never be able to fathom. There are far fewer rules back home.
Grandmother and sister, you know how Mother cannot refuse her anything. Besides, looking between us, I can be certain she'll have one granddaughter end up well married.
Ah yes, well married and producing titular heirs immediately. What an existence. You'll have to tell me about that life someday.
You are going to end up a spinster, with no one to blame but yourself. I hope you know this, and I have no intention of giving you charity for the rest of our lives.
Stop with your incessant spinster babble for one night, dearest Beatrice. It is only the third soiree of our second season, a fact you enjoy pointing out, may I add. Tonight is a night for mild festivity and perhaps a dance or two.
Sister, you are always a mystery to me. For a woman who refuses the idea of a conventional marriage, you certainly enjoy male attention.
Of course I do. While I may not wish to marry a man to become little more than a vessel for children, I can't deny that men have certain benefits.
And how would you know any of this? You've done no more than enjoy a carriage ride with a man who wasn't Father.
Oh, my sweet and dearest Bee, you seem to forget that of the two of us, I'm quite more mischievous. I may not have a direct knowledge, but I will not deny to reading one or two of Mother's guilty pleasures. I always knew that learning to pick locks would come in handy someday.
You have not.
Oh, but I have. And I must say, some of the imagery was quite vivid. Would you like me to recite some for you from memory?
You wouldn't dare. Oh, I must be near as bright as your gaudy dress now. Why must you be such a wild thing? Father spoiled you with far too much freedom. Now I'm quite certain you will never be able to be a proper lady.
I have been known to be quite surprising. And no one has yet ever accused me of being a lady. There are many talents hidden in my head. However, dearest sister of mine, it appears we have an admirer of sorts. For unless my observational skills are failing me at present, I do believe that gentleman across the way has been staring at us for quite some time. Do you recognize him?
I do not. He is of the peerage, undoubtedly. To be sure, I would remember such a man. Does he not tower over nearly all else? He reminds me of one of those Vikings Father used to spin us tales about. Can you not see him wielding a great sword or an axe? I dare say any opponent of his would surely run in the other direction.
Beatrice, I am surprised at you. Usually you never join in on my fun. though I do have to disagree with you. Viking doesn't seem to fit him. He's much more... He has a bit of dark mystery about him. I'm seeing a Celtic warrior all painted and bloody, and carrying a sword longer than we are at all.
Ah, now I must agree with you. Such a vision. Oh, goodness. He seems to be coming this way. Ah, oh, look at the way he moves. Quite the predator, no?
Beatrice, that could be taken as insulting. Now, have you managed to guess as to his title? Mother would be quite disappointed should we fail to properly greet a man of higher peerage.
I truly do not recognize him, sister. There are so few families we haven't met, and yet his face is not one I've seen before. I would say he must be a lord, perhaps of marquis status. Seems the safest advice would be to pray he gives us a title, if it is us he is seeking out.
Silence and patience were never my strengths. Just let me be the blundering, uncultured American. I believe it is something that has come to be expected of me. Ah, and here is my chance. Yes, quite a splendid evening, my lord. Why, my sister and I were just speaking of how delightful this party has been. Oh, your grace. Goodness me, if you can excuse my vulgarity, I offer my sincerest apologies. Try as they might, my sponsor has yet to rid me of my clumsy American blundering.
You truly honor us with such introductions and forgiveness, your grace. Do excuse my sister, manners were never her favorite subject, and I shall admit to our father's indulgence in such unladylike behavior.
Gossiping about me, Beatrice? And right in front of me? How cruel a blow from my own flesh and blood. Our petty squabbles aside, to what do we owe the pleasure of your company, your grace?
Dance? Surely, your grace, you jest.
Now, B, you do not have a prior engagement and have been asked to dance by the Duke. Do not worry, I shall keep our spot while you grace the other dancers on the floor. You ever so rarely enjoy yourself. Go and have fun. It is but one dance. Go and don't do anything I wouldn't do.
There isn't anything you wouldn't do. I am honored at your offer to dance, your grace, and accept, if you would but lead the way. Oh, your grace, is this not a waltz? I fear this would not be proper between the two of us. Quite so. A single dance with this many eyes watching can hardly be improper. Thank you for offering such a gift to me. It is not often that I've been asked to dance. A fact I wholly blame on my sister Knox. One of the greatest downsides of having such an unruly sibling is that her reputation oft precedes us both. Forgive me, I do forget myself. Let us together just enjoy this dance.
You dance beautifully, sister, with quite a refined grace, I might add.
Why, thank you. But much of my grace came borrowed from the Duke.
I dare say, now I wonder if his grace would tame my own. Well, my own lack thereof, I suppose. Ah, an adventurous thought for another time, I'm sure. Yes, your grace. Dance? With you? Forgive, again, my American rudeness, but would it not be improper to dance with both of us? True, I suppose such rules can be bent from time to time. With compliments, I accept. Oh, excuse my nerves, your grace. It has been quite some time since I've left my wall. I admittedly am much of a wallflower. mostly because of my own reputation. I tend to take up all the space in the room, according to Mother and Beatrice. However, I must say she is most certainly right. Your Grace is a very good dancer, and even leading one such as myself, we seem to be doing a very good job of it. Thank you. You are far too kind. My sister and I, Mother brought us over. She grew up amongst the peerage and married into money in America. Grandmother was less than amused and insisted that her grandchildren were brought back for proper introductions into society. Sadly, I believe she was hoping for at least one boy. She only got Beatrice and I. We make do, I'm sure. You are, again, far too kind, Your Grace. I do very much hope to see you again later this season. You have been quite an interesting conversational partner, although very quiet. And I do know that I speak too much. But I thank you again. And if you would but deliver me to my sister, I'm sure we can both say our goodbyes to you properly. Ah, dear Beatrice, you were perfectly right. He has much grace, and again, I thank you for allowing me that dance. Now, it looks as though Mother is about to have an apoplectic fit, so it seems that this must be where we part for now.
Yes, it was quite nice to dance with you.
Thank you, Your Grace, for giving us a little bit of fun.
Hopefully we shall see you at other engagements, yes?
I promise. I'm rather easy to find.
Thank you again, Your Grace. And do enjoy the rest of the party.